GabCast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Visit UFOShick.com for live streaming and chat. The GabCast is not legally responsible for your feelings.
Hey, everybody. This is the GabCast. I'm Eddie Dean. We've got Jasmund and B-Dub with us tonight. Onan is had some sort of emergency, so he couldn't join us tonight. We couldn't get a hold or get control of the live stream this evening. What we're doing is a pre-recorded show. What's up, guys? Are you with me?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If we do a CabCast, it's almost like the old question of like a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it. Does it still make a noise or whatever?
Right.
I kind of feel like we're doing that experiment right now with the GabCast.
We are the pre-recorded GabCast. And of course, nobody can hear us right now because what is the date today? May 26, 2014. It's Memorial Day, by the way, and it's like 5:15 Pacific time right now. So we're just trying this out.
We don't even have to really make an effort. It's like being in high school again.
We can just say whatever we want.
We can openly taunt people in the chat room and they won't even mock them because they don't know what we're talking about.
Because they have no idea. Jazz, you posted the number in the chat room, right?
I did, but perhaps I'll post it again.
Okay. So just let them know that we actually started the show, and if they'd like to call in and talk with us, they can. We toyed with the idea of possibly having everybody in the chat room, which there's about, I don't know, 10, 15 people in the chat room. We thought about having everybody call into the number, and I can put them all on a group call, and they can just listen to the show while on hold. Or we could just have a giant Skype a conference where 15 people call in and they can all just talk at the same time.
Well, so if we did that, would you be able to mute them if they got too rowdy?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, who gives a shit if it gets rowdy? Because this is a pre-recorded show. We can just edit it out in post-production anyway.
So is this like a sex line?
We can do a sex line too, man. That would be great. And I think that I'm probably, my microphone volume is way overbearing. Am I like way too loud, overbearing in your guys' headphones?
I'm used to it.
No more than usual.
No more than usual. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. We have a caller. What's up? Who's on the phone?
It's Mitchell
can't hear anything. Could you hear anything, you guys?
Get a real phone, jackass.
Who was that? I couldn't even hear him.
That was Douchemaster McDouche. I have no idea. Who cares?
Was it SR-71 again?
Yeah, it may have been. It
sounded like Fine Art or, maybe it sounded like C-3770 Pilot or whatever his name was.
Wow. It's all the same person, isn't it?
No, those are three separate guys.
Three guys, one asshole.
Kind of brings a tear to my eye because we're actually getting pranked now here at the GabCast.
Oh, wow. It's like we've grown up.
You know, he at least could have done a nice Baba Booey.
I know. What's wrong? That guy's not a very good prank caller. He actually called about 2 minutes before the top of the hour, 2 minutes before 5 Pacific time this evening, and tried to prank us then. We weren't even actually on the air or doing the show.
So I'm posting science jokes in the chat room tonight.
You know, I'm really hesitant about talking about what we had on the agenda tonight because I really wanted to have Onan chime in on. We were going to talk about time travel and John Teeter. And I really wanted to have Onan in on this conversation, but I guess it's just too bad for him, right? So we just keep going, just move along with what we were going to plan on talking about anyway. Or should I just play audio clips tonight of just random shit? Just open up a YouTube channel and just play whatever's there.
Sounds good to me. As long as it's funny.
Really? Is that what you want to do?
You could just play clips of George on your soundboard.
Yeah, we could do that. Try to simulate an actual episode of Coast to Coast using the George Norrie soundboard.
Okay, so you guys want to be the phone caller?
Sure. Okay. Jazz, do you want to do it or...
No, you go ahead.
You have a cell phone, just call into the number and you'll actually be a phone caller. And I can try to interview you using the George Norrie soundboard. You know the number?
623. Hold on, Chief.
242-2278.
Oh, I didn't get it. It's I failed.
623-242-2278.
All right.
Oh, we've got two callers. Wait a second. I don't know which one to answer.
Oh, you can answer both.
Yeah, but I don't know which one.
Your pick, man.
Which one? B-Dub.
Just either one.
Oh, okay. Are you both of them?
I am indeed. Well, I was wondering if I could talk to that George Norrie fella. I got a question for him. I got a leprechaun sighting I want to talk to him about.
Oh, wait. This fucking thing is... oh, great. And now my soundboard just fucking locked up.
Sorry,
someone did a fucking curse on us, Ben.
Yeah, runtime error number 16, expression too complex. Oh, shit. There's no way that any expression on the Gabcast tonight is too complex.
Don't think there's any expression that George Norrie could make that could be too complex, so you must have the wrong George.
All right, so let me open up the soundboard again. Yeah, this show is doomed. It might not even see the light of day.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering if I could talk to George Norrie about this here leprechaun thing I seen last night.
Jeez.
I was huffing paint. What's that?
All right, very good. Thank you.
Well, I hadn't told the story yet, George, so you could just wait 5 fucking minutes and I'll tell it. All right, fine. I was just huffing paint in my bedroom, and lo and behold, there's this little leprechaun thing come through there looking like an old little green Nazi type guy, and I turned over to my wife and I was like, "Do you see that?" And she was like, "Shut the fuck up, I hate you." And then at that point the leprechaun ran out of the room. And I don't see what's funny about this, George.
Good point.
So what do you think about that, George? Does that seem like a kind of thing you'd expect, maybe see from a Zachariah Sitchin or what's that other fella that talks about the fairies all the time?
Can we assume, other than interpretation, that something happened?
Well, I believe the story I just told you, that something did happen. I've seen a leprechaun run through the room. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Do you?
George, you don't have an opinion about the validity of a leprechaun sighting, then?
Good point. Stand by.
Suck-ass, George.
Do they look the same?
It's another amazing story.
Uh-oh. He's got his speakers on in the background.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I think there's a lag between when I play the clip and then when you hear it. How was the experience on the phone? Was it?
Did you get involved in all of this?
I was told you I was huffing paint, George. God damn.
See, I don't have those.
Liquor stores closed on Sundays. That's why I was huffing paint.
Kind of exciting, isn't it?
See, now that's good. Where are you getting those clips?
I'm getting them from the George Norrie soundboard. I think it was Ziznak, Ziznak who posted. So
is that the web page?
Yeah, web page.
Project Gollum. Yeah, that was. I'm glad.
Is that still happening?
Can we assume that something happened? Yes, George, you're so fucking deep.
I was just waiting.
Here's what's happening.
I'll stop.
Here's what's happening. I'm a host. I'm hosting. And I'm not doing a very good job of it.
There you go. All right, give me your mother back.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that one to jump in.
George.
That one would have been good.
My mom, George, you asshole.
What's that, Jazz?
WR250 and Unscreen Caller say they've been trying to call.
Unfortunately, they called right when B-Dub was on the line, so we just sabotaged having fucking people call it because I didn't want to add them to the conference because I didn't know if they were for SR-71 or not. So, tell them to call back in. Tell them the lines are open, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of the Gabcast, everybody.
Ah, yes.
What?
It has to have started somehow.
It has to have started. Like, oh my God. He is so bad. He is so fucking horrible.
Maybe that's what we can do. We can just bitch about George Norrie tonight. How bad he is, how terrible he is. I don't know. I'd like to try to salvage at least portions of this show to play to people since we kind of promised it to them. So I don't want to completely give
up. Well, it's Friday. Welcome back.
Well, it's Friday. Welcome back. Welcome back to what, George? Where have we been? Tell us.
Or a diversion.
Hello, you're on the air. This is Gabcast.
This is WR250.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, just calling into your lovely show that's a repeat tonight.
I know. It's strange because we couldn't get a hold of the stream, so there's no way that we can actually broadcast to the numerous tens of people that are in the chat room tonight. But I'm glad you called, man. What's up? What's on your mind?
I was just going to suggest that MV needs to set one of you guys up with a VNC so you could get into his computer and change it whenever you need to.
So is that what we would need to do? Because his computer has control of the stream right now, and it locks everybody else from trying to get it. So,
you need to be able to get on that computer so you can change who has control of the stream.
So I'd have to have remote access to his machine somehow.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we can. Go ahead, Jazz.
I'm not sure MV would like to give you control of his computer, and rightly so.
Well, do we have we don't have a bad history of uploading cockpits in his name or anything like that, do we?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate the uploading of horse porn onto his computer.
Horse. We haven't said that enough today.
Horse porn.
We got another caller. Maybe I should add it to conference. Should I do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Commander Riker, activate the horse porn. It's an orgy of talk.
It's an orgy of Gabcast callers. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Unscreened, and how are you?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. Never would have guessed it was our friend from Queens. How are you?
How are you?
What's going on?
How are you?
Oh, what? Nothing much. I'm just laughing at Eddie Dumb's Helium Doesn't React. You see, I'm such a nerd. That's really funny.
Yeah.
B-Dub was posting, what is it, scientific jokes?
Science jokes.
Science jokes.
Yes.
B-Dub, would you like to maybe read a couple for the listening or the non-listening audience?
Yeah,
which
for
consists
no one.
Of two people
for
right
no
now.
One in particular. I would like to read some science jokes. Here's my current favorite. Oh no, wait a minute.
You already fucked it up.
I fucked it up, oh wow. Anyway, a bartender says, "Hey, we don't serve tachyons here." A tachyon walks into a bar.
Now, see, if I was a smart feller, I'd actually know what a tachyon is.
So, oh, my God.
So, no, I know what
Jazz it is. Jazz knows just from watching Star Trek.
Is it really a Star Trek quote?
Well, and it's not a Star Trek quote, but tachyons come up all the time on Next Generation.
But they're a hypothetical particle that move faster than the speed of light, right?
I don't believe they're hypothetical. The physicists talk like they're real.
Well, yeah, on Star Trek.
No, it's if you look at Wikipedia, there's a whole shit to information about there. I don't know how theoretical it is or how real.
Yeah.
I don't know if people have been observed or whatever, but it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Like, you know, science, it's a thing.
So, what do you guys, WR250 or Unscreen Caller, what do you guys think about what's going on at Bell Gab?
You mean the trolling and stuff like that?
Yeah, that or any other observations that you might have about the site.
Well, it would be nice if MV handed over the keys, but I'm not going to go there. But I don't know. It's been kind of interesting the past couple of, hasn't it? I mean, I kind of stay out of the political thread, although I went in there today because, you know, I don't want my ass handed to me on a plate. I know there's a little trolling going on, but it's always kind of interesting there. I guess I'm the bottom feeder. I mean, that's been going on.
we're all bottom feeders.
We all are.
We're all bottom feeders, goddammit.
Yeah, we all learned that today by somebody. Which that guy kind of came out of fucking nowhere to me because I mean, I remember him posting in the quits thread. I don't remember him being such a cunt, let's put it that way.
He was very mild-mannered there, and then all of a sudden he turned into, I see you next Tuesday, for the past couple of days. It's been kind of strange. I was wondering, because he says he's a gambler, he's a poker player. I wonder if he's that guy that Art had on his show that time. I don't know. I was thinking about that, because he's very defensive about Art and Nori. But I don't know.
And you know,
all I know is the bottom. Yeah.
Bottom feeder is the term that Nori used quite often, didn't he? When he was on Belgab?
Well, yes, because it takes one to know one, of course.
I think he used it once.
Oh, and we just overplayed it?
Yeah.
Like we tend to do at Belgab?
Yeah.
Just beat that fucking joke into the ground.
Here's a shovel.
Well, we've been on the air for half an hour and no one said pray for Goatsy. So maybe we're getting better about it. I don't know.
Goatsy.
I was just looking for that.
Goatsy.
Goatsy.
What about you, WR250? What do you think about what's going on at Belgab recently, lately?
I don't know.
Any thoughts?
I was wondering if retired there had his account taken over by somebody else.
Yeah, I was
either
thinking
there in his house, or if he sold the computer and it still had all his info on it, or somebody actually hacked his account.
I was thinking same thing, because it was just such a change in his behavior and personality than what I was used to. And I was thinking exact same thing. But, I mean, how would somebody go about that? Would it be difficult to hack into somebody else's account?
Depends on how shitty their password is.
Yeah, that's
true. All you need is their password.
Yeah.
Or you could just walk up to the computer that they use, and if they have it signed on automatically, then you're there. You don't even need a password.
That's true. I guess if you're logging on to Belgab when you're in the library and you forget to log back off, this person can just jump right on and do whatever. They can change the password, and then it's their account.
I can't find... I went to the member list on Belgab, and I can't find his name on the member list. It was retired.
No, I saw it.
I can't see it, because I was going to have a look at his earlier posts just to see what his history was like.
Yeah, his earlier posts are there. I went back and read...
I did that the other day, but I can't find his name on the list now. Has he been flicked from the site?
I don't know. I don't know if he's been banned or not.
I think his name is not on the member list. He's not there, but his posts are there.
He's not on the list.
Didn't that happen with somebody else? Somebody was looking for Redacted, and they couldn't find her in the members list.
Well, they forgot the brackets. Yeah. I think that was what it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
What
the hell happened to Redacted? Redacted and Seraphim and...
Seraphim posted recently.
Did she?
Yeah, she posted in that thread about that jackass in California that went on that shooting spree.
Oh, see, I didn't see that. Was that in Random Stupid Things?
No, that's the thread about the jackass that went on that shooting spree. I can't remember his name. But your question was in Random Stupid Things.
My brain is in Random Stupid Things.
Yeah.
In the beat of an eye. Is that right? The beat of an eye or the click of an eye? Something
yes,
like
George.
That.
Well,
I just invented my own saying. Whatever.
I just invented my own language bullshit.
Maybe this is what we can do. I've got... we were going to play a bunch of George Nori YouTube fuck-ups a couple weeks ago.
This is good.
Maybe we can... we'll just play this tonight. We'll just play fucking... It'll be a clip show. How's that? Everybody on the WR250.
Take a piss at George night.
Yeah, take a piss at whoever night. Okay, so here's this mashup of George Nori comments that somebody put together that they posted on YouTube. And I have two of them, and I don't recall how long they are, but I think they're about 2 minutes each. So I'll start with the first one here.
I assume you're not recommending people take their sky cars into clouds, right?
Into clouds?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's any problem.
The werewolves of mythology, how much do they compare with the werewolves of what we believe they could be now? It does seem that so many people are beginning to act brain dead. What about spinning, and you're not going anywhere in your dream state?
You mean like spinning around in a circle?
Oh, your legs, you're running, and you're not going anywhere.
Oh, those kinds of spinnings. Yes, very common.
relationships. Can, you know, the old saying, likes, opposites attract. Can you be that way? Sometimes you think with your with the instincts and not the head, and vice versa. Have you seen some of the pictures, like the Mars rodent? Clearly looks like a rat.
Clearly.
Oh, have we lost you, Richard? Yeah, we sure have. So we'll call you right back. So that's probably one of the reasons why, Richard, you couldn't hear me.
Give you an example. I have two objects in front of me, a piano and a feather. And I kick both of them with my foot.
Right.
Which one moves quicker and faster and farther?
Well, not the feather.
Yes, of course the feather. Because it weighs nothing.
Well, have a safe trip, you and Ryan. You and Robin.
George Norrie's not very good with science.
Are you really, really? Somebody is going to tell you, okay, so which object can you move farther? A piano or a feather?
Well, and that's not what he said. He said, if you kicked it, which one would move fastest?
Is that okay? So it's with about the same
foot.
Thing.
So if you kick something with a foot that weighs 1,000 pounds, you're going to be in a world of hurt.
You guys want to hear that? You guys want to hear that, the second one?
Yeah.
How about our audience? You guys want to hear the second one?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Like our audience of two.
We've got a dual audience tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
On the Gadcast.
It's not much different than when we're actually broadcasting.
But it's instant feedback, which is nice.
It's interactive.
It's the interactive show, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here's the second YouTube clip.
Michio, with all that's been going on with this theory of string theory, which you developed it how long ago? I'm convinced that the moon is doing something to people's brains. What do you think? Most people, I think, are afraid of dying. Is death like the dream state? You know how you have a dream and you wake up and you go, oh, that was a pretty good dream. Is it that way? And you say no.
Oh, wow.
With
golly, that dream was awesome.
And the TV button opens up and there you are. Take advantage of that and all the videos. Let's go to Bob Northqueak in New York. Bob, welcome to the program. Hi there. I thought Madagascar was just a little fun place with a lot of strange animals and just nice and relaxing.
It's the fourth largest island in the world. Pretty poor island.
Now, it's on the eastern side of Africa, in the ocean.
Yes.
It's a good-sized island, isn't it?
It is, fourth largest in the world.
Yeah, what? It really is. Okay. I take it, Robert, you're not a believer in heaven and hell.
Oh, absolutely I am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Christian pastor.
I've done no preparation. None.
So I take it you don't believe in heaven or hell. I'm a pastor, George.
Apparently, MV has us up and running, according to Curtis.
Oh, shit.
What? No, we're not. We can't be connected. No, we can't actually be connected. We got Curtis calling in, though. Let me add him to the group and see what's going on. I might be able to connect now and we can do the next 15 minutes of the show. I'm not sure what you guys want to do with that, but let me... hey, Curtis, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Yep, I just wanted to let you know that I talked to Michael and he said you should have control now.
Really?
Yep.
So there's a quandary now. Don't know if we actually want control.
Control is when you get it, then it's time to give it back, or you want to.
I think we should just continue doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, it's
just taking a big old piss at George.
It's 15 minutes till the hour, and I mean, we end in 15 minutes anyway. So, do you want me to grab the stream and we just continue just bullshitting, or
we do have an audience. We do have an audience in the chat room.
Yeah,
so
we do.
I guess we should give them something.
Fuck them, Jesus. No, I'm kidding. Oh, wait, we have two members of the audience right here. Well, let's ask them.
Yeah, all two of us.
Let's take a poll. The two members of the audience that are on the phone right now, what do you guys think we should do?
I think you should stream it.
Dream
it. Go live.
Dream it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
WR250?
Yeah, go ahead. Stream it.
Damn it. I've been overruled, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so what do I do?
Release the hounds.
So I just turn on the stream, or do I
turn it on.
Start the show again and do the intro music, or what?
I just turn the stream on.
When people download the show, they get to hear whatever it was you've done up to this point.
Yeah. Oh, we're not releasing this show. You have no idea. You have no idea the shit that we've been talking about, Curtis.
Man, well, then you have to now.
All right, or at least me. Okay, so let me start the stream then. Fuck it, let's do that.
Fuck it, man. Fuck it.
I should play at least some background music, just slightly here.
Just to ease us in.
Yeah, just to ease us in. We're on the stream. I think we're on the stream. My computer says we're finally on the stream. Are we on the stream, everybody, in the chat room? Yeah. Maybe I should do
raise your hand if you're in the chat room and y'all can hear us.
Maybe I should do the rest of this terrible show as Skeeter so I can...
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
I have plausible deniability that I ever actually participated in this show. Would that work? Holy shit. Welcome to the Gabcast, everybody. This is the second starting of the Gabcast. What we were doing is we couldn't get control of the stream tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So we decided just to do like a pre-recorded show. So we started the show maybe 5 minutes after when we usually would start, which is 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. So we started the show and we ended up just...
Not someone who was doing genetics, but actually...
Who was that? Was that the stream, B-Dub?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was the stream. That was my fault. I forgot to mute my mic when listening to the stream.
Oh, you bastard!
That was a repeat.
That was a repeat.
Oh, no. If you pause, I don't know, Curtis might be able to help me. If I pause the thing, the stream,
yeah,
it actually pauses. It doesn't keep running. Okay. So
right. Yeah, it's not a lie. Yeah, from the moment you grab it, the page load, it's... if you pause it, you pause your play of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably should change that, though, shouldn't I? Because that gets people out of whack in the chat room sometimes.
It can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. Then it was a bad thing.
Yeah.
So we've got Curtis Thornton, the Mud King, joining us tonight. I don't know how long you can stay with us, Curtis, but if you want to hang out with us for the rest of the show that we do, that's cool. We also have Jazzmunda. We've got B-Dub. I'm Eddie Dean. This is the Gabcast. This is the May 26th episode of the Gabcast tonight. If you guys would like to call in and join us on the show, our abbreviated live show this evening, I suppose you can call it. The number is 623-242-2278. Again, that's 623-242-CAST. We had two people call in when we were doing our pre-recorded show, and Unscreened Caller called in and WR250 called in, and they just kind of hung out with us and listened to us bullshit and...
Made fun of George.
And make fun of George. We played a couple George YouTube videos, and the audio from that was pretty hilarious. Unscreened, are you still there?
Okay, I think she's left us.
Okay, so it looks like... WR, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I knew somebody was still there, but I thought I wasn't sure who it was. So that's what we're doing tonight. What would you guys like to talk about tonight?
You know, I don't have anything specific. I need you guys to catch me up on the forum.
Well...
Okay, that's a good idea.
What's the big thing?
It's been a lot of butthurt. A lot of butthurt.
I noticed that, yeah. That's why you go to the site, though, right? To either give or receive butthurt.
Well, yes. I really go just for the insult comedy, which usually produces butthurt in some manner or such. But, you know, that's not the main draw, butthurt. It's the pain. Well, maybe it is the butthurt, but I don't know.
Some of the fallout of the butthurt, I believe, is kind of funny, too.
I just enjoy watching people make fun of George. That's just...
You're back to basics.
Back to your roots, man.
Back to my roots, man. Because it really is just baffling how bad he is at what he does. It's like at some point, the guy had psychosurgery of some sort and it didn't go terribly well.
Yeah, you have to wonder if he pays them to be on the air rather than them pay him.
Yeah. What?
I mean, has anyone actually listened to him recently? Like, is he still just as bad? I imagine he is, but...
I turned it on, like, over the last 2 weeks, and it was just had to pull the parachute and get out.
Yeah, I had the painful feeling of on XM or Sirius turning it on at night at a time that would have been right before the Dark Matter or right after the Dark Matter time and listening to George. That was so painful, man. And then I listened to a Dark Matter episode not too long ago, one of the later versions. And when Art was really starting to hit his stride again in terms of feeling like an old show. And it really surprised me how that felt like one of the classic episodes in terms of his pacing and the way he did it. And to have George on Sirius, same channel again. I know it used to be his spot anyway, but it was just painful because nothing's changed.
So is it still, I haven't listened to Coast to Coast for a long time. I don't know how long. It's been months, several months at least. But, is it still like an infomercial? I read some of the George Norrie Sucks thread, but I don't visit it as often as I used to. But what I have seen is people complain about it being an infomercial, and health and bringing in a bunch of health quacks, and they're really moving towards or away from controversial subjects.
Yeah, the format of the show basically is come on, have a guest spot, do a commercial, do a live read, another commercial, have another spot, and then another live read. It's basically just one. Yeah, infomercials actually are a higher level than what happens on that show.
Yeah.
You think you think people are paying to have to come on and talk about their shitty products?
Oh, I bet they are.
You think? I don't know. I mean, maybe. I guess that's totally possible because I think George probably pays to have his airtime too.
I mean, we talked about. I read an article. And we talked about this on the show a month ago or so about Premier Radio or what's the parent company?
Clear Channel.
Clear Channel. Yeah. They hire professional call-in plants. So they bring people in to call in various shows on the Premier Network or on the Clear Channel Network to drum up controversy or to rile up the host or the other callers, so they pay people to call in on the show. So I don't see why that people that come on Coast to Coast wouldn't have to pay George or pay whoever to hawk their shit.
Why do you need a host at that point?
Right. Yeah, just have a robot taking calls.
Have Eddie with his George Norrie soundboard there.
Good point. Yeah.
Well, hey, how do we know that's not what's happening? That could be.
Yeah, exactly.
The GeorgeBot 1000. And I say 1,000 when it should be 100.
Well, the funny thing is they turned it on and it failed, and that's what everyone's known to love. So it actually is broken, but it's working so well.
They have a software team and somewhere in a box in Shanghai, like actively patching it while it's running.
Yeah, that's the one time out of 1,000 where it actually sounds interesting.
But reboots.
If you guys ever listen to, I think Howard Stern, some of his Whack Packers would call people using Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboards or, make prank phone calls, and they get so good at it, and they have such a diverse amount of different styles of clips that they can actually hold a conversation with somebody, and it's really amazing that if you are competent with soundboard and you know where all your clips are and the right button to click at the right spot, then you can have a conversation with just maybe 50 different sound clips. But I'm not
some of them are fantastic, and I would love to do it on our show. I'd love to actually call up George Norrie using our George Norrie soundboard and talk to George, but oh. I think your radio would explode.
No, that would be the greatest moment in his life.
It's a great
probably
story.
The most. Just think of the interview they would have of each other.
Would agree.
George agrees. You hear that?
Yeah. The thing is that the one time on air that I actually talked to George, it's so weird how different he is on that. How much, you guys all heard it. he seemed to be on top of things in a way that he doesn't on the radio show, even in the most recent episode I listened to. It's like he just flips a switch and he does become the George Noribot 1000.
I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, I mean, because the guy who called into our show the one time wasn't that bad. I mean,
he was not a complete fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, not the guy we hear every fucking night. Yeah.
He had a sense of humor, and I mean, he talked with you guys like he was, you know, a regular cool guy. Maybe, you know, he had answers maybe he for was every just, question, and
maybe he's just that fucking bored when he does Coast. He's just sitting there trying to keep his eyes open, he just maybe he just fucking hates it that much, and he's just there for a paycheck.
That's a really good point. Go ahead,
Jeff. I'm sure he could have a conversation one-on-one with someone without sounding like a fucking idiot. But if he's well-versed on a topic and he knows the topic, he can probably get away with it. But when he has no idea and he's reading off cards and he's not listening to the guest, he comes off as a bumbling fool.
Yeah.
What topics... is he actually well versed in like George Norrie
when he was Norrie. Talking yeah. when he was talking to Michael and Curtis, you know,
talking about himself.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he presented the most realistic version of events still to this day. I believe it fits more into reality his way he described things than Art did. For as much as I love listening to Art, he never really things didn't add up. Where George gave us a version of events that at least felt like it could add up.
Yeah,
I think Art's still using Richard C. Hoagland math, where George at least realizes that some of the people who listen to him are somewhat intelligent. It's unfortunate because Art used to have such an amazing group of callers that or listeners who called in that were so smart that you know they helped make the show great sometimes.
But I didn't get the feeling that Art was holding. Well, I guess that's wrong. I was going to say I don't get the feeling that Art was holding anything back when he called the Gabcast that time in October. Oh. I mean, I didn't feel like he was being deceptive. I mean, there was a couple things that he said that he didn't want to talk about just because he didn't want to. What's the word I'm looking for? Betray any confidence from one of his friends from Sirius. But I mean. His story sounded plausible to me. I mean, it sounded like he was heartbroken that he couldn't do the show because it really felt like to me, it felt like he was saying that I like the listeners. I care for the listening experience so much that I would rather dump the show. And I know this is kind of backwards thinking. I'd rather dump the show than have the listeners be upset and not be able to hear me.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but I don't believe it. I never bought that.
Really?
I think that, and when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter really why he left. He left, you know. And if you are that loyal to your fans and all the things that you said were true, and he said that, so I want to believe they're true. But they don't fit to, you know, somebody who has built such a loyal following as what he has to just all of a sudden do what he did. There's more behind the scenes, and it's probably none of my business what it was, and that's fine. But I would have rather him said that. You say, look, I went into a contract with some expectations. Those expectations that I don't even have to tell you guys what they were. They didn't work out, so I'm moving on and leaving. I believe that more, or I would accept that compared to the streaming issues and the problems with the internet. All of that just seemed like they were things that he latched on to because it got some traction pretty quickly.
Are you still there? Uh-oh, it looks like I lost my Skype connection with the other hosts. Let me see if I can get them back on the line here.
Hey! Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Was that me?
I'm not sure what happened. I think I clicked the wrong button and I got rid of you guys. So,
okay. Oh! So it wasn't me.
Yeah, I was bored with whoever. I was bored with Curtis. He was rambling on and on, so I got rid of him. No, it was.
Caller, you no longer amuse me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You did a George.
Oh, we got another caller here.
I would agree.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey. Who is it?
Hey, it's Michael.
What's up? Hey, everybody? Michael.
How was your memorial, sir?
It's been pretty splendid, actually, a little too splendid, which is why. I shoulder all the blame for the streaming issues at the onset of the show. My bad.
It happens.
You can't pin any of that on Eddie. As much as I'd like somebody to be able to pin it on him, you can't do it. It was all me.
Well, MV, you disappointed two or three people. So
yeah,
at least two or three people.
In a sense, what do you mean? You guys actually, you get more live listeners than Curtis and I do.
But you guys don't do a show.
Well, that's true. You do have to.
Yeah, that might help.
But when we do do a show, you know, your listener counts are always better.
When you
but
do
I think
show?
Maybe also, yeah, when you do do a show, when you squat and squeeze a link on this thing that you call a broadcast, it actually, you know, I think what Curtis and I do, maybe it's a little too niche. You know, not everybody wants to listen to a bunch of nerdy shit, you know? Some people don't care for that. Whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. I mean, this show is just as niche because it's about Belgab. You know, there's people that general person out there wouldn't know most of the time what the fuck we were talking about. You know, when we're going on and on about Belgab and trolls and Falky.
No, but
you guys have kind of
in a niche.
What's that, Jeff?
You guys have kind of gone a little broader than Belgab, though. You know, you talk about more of a variety of things. You know, a lot of people are interested in paranormal stuff, UFO stuff, a lot of the things you've been talking about.
Yeah.
And so...
insult comedy.
But, yeah, fart... I guess it's more along the lines of shit humor than fart humor.
Yeah. We're very, very proud of our poop humor. Thank you very much.
Curtis, are you still on the line?
I tried to get Curtis back, and... I don't know if he's there or not. Curtis, are you there?
I'm here now.
Okay,
I think you heard his feelings.
Hi, Curtis.
I was on my cell phone, and it just dropped. And so I had to get over to my computer. And
it dropped for all of us.
Yeah, that was my fault, Curtis. I clicked on a button, and it dumped every single one of you guys. So,
damn those buttons.
I know. Yep. So that was my fault. So, Michael, it sounds like you've had a few adult beverages this evening or this afternoon.
Yeah. Really? Is it that obvious?
Yeah, you're kind of talking slow, and you might be slurring a little, too.
You're sounding very George-like.
What?
What? That would explain things.
I'm not saying that as a slight. I'm just saying that this is a different side of you that people...
I was trying to impersonate your soundboard of George. What?
What?
Was I close?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, no, I was a little bit off.
What?
It was a valid attempt. So who do we have here? We have Eddie, B-Dub. Is Onan here? I know Jasmund is here.
Yeah, Onan is gone. He had an emergency at work tonight, and he couldn't make it, so.
He's winding down.
And Curtis.
You know, I find so many instances throughout my day-to-day life where that he's winding down phrase should be used, and it would totally be in context for about 50 other people on the face of this planet who would know what it refers to. It really is it's like trying to explain the whole Belgab universe to someone you know who does not have anything to do with Coast to Coast AM, has never heard it, they have no clue that it even exists, and then add to that a forum that exists to talk about a show that really no longer exists, but kind of does exist in a hybrid form. Try explaining that to somebody.
Yeah, their eyes
you can't
over.
Explain it to somebody.
Yeah.
And then doubly on top of that, the inside jokes that go along with it, praying for Goatsy.
Mm-hmm. Goatsy.
People winding down. Is that an actual clip from the night he said that on the air?
The Goatsy one, yes. I was going to say I wish I had the clip of him saying winding down, but I don't think George actually said that. He just typed
it.
No,
he did.
Did he actually say it?
No, he did. He did. He said, "He's winding down, folks. He's winding down." It's on the site somewhere. Someone's posted a link to it.
Who was winding down?
Art Bell. Was.
Art.
Fuck him. Fuck you, George.
Loud and clear.
I said attention.
Yeah, BW. You angry? You hostile?
Well, a little bit.
That's yeah.
Good joke.
You mad, bro?
So what did you guys do for Memorial Day today? Or is it Labor Day? What is it? Is it
It's Memorial Day, fool.
Yeah. See, I'm self-employed.
I spend my entire day at the water park with my family.
Nice.
I'm all sunshined out.
I hope
so. You got a nice burn going.
I'm going to look very Aryan tomorrow. My hair will be nice and blonde with my blue piercing eyes, gazing out at people, making them fear conquest and colonization as I walk past them.
Nice.
I'm actually getting a sunburn thinking about this.
Curtis, you said you're watching the NBA game or the basketball game or something. How did that turn out? Is it a blowout?
It's going painful for my team, the Indiana Pacers.
Really?
The Heat rushing them last time I looked. But here's the thing that's important to remember in all of this, though. The game was just starting, and when I saw that the stream wasn't coming up, I thought, how in the world can I help to make sure Gabcast is still on the air?
Oh,
so I didn't even know they were doing poorly until a few minutes into actually getting in touch with Michael and getting you guys up on the streams.
Mm.
I took one for the team.
So Curtis is basically inserting himself where he needs to say, hey, Michael just really, in every conceivable manner that somebody could screw something up, he screwed up in every one of those manners tonight. But I, Curtis Norton, came in and miraculously saved the day for everybody.
That's no, what I'm saying is I don't even know what happened, but I'm a facilitator. I might not be able to make it happen, but I can make sure that the people who can make it happen.
Wow.
I'm like the Falky of podcasts.
I think Curtis, what you really want is you want a job on the Gabcast.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. I'm still in the minor leagues.
Man. I think Curtis works really well on your show. There are also 17 other co-hosts that I think that you also should have on simultaneously.
I think Curtis is a poop story away from joining the Gabcast.
Yeah, you got a good poop story, Curtis. That'll lock you in, buddy.
Yeah, if you have a few minutes to spare, sure, I can give you one.
I have a lot of poop stories, and they all take place in a seedy foreign country, and they're not pretty. One time, my digestive system was so under attack that literally I would go to the bathroom and there was nothing solid about it. I mean, it was just your body is so sick that it's just throwing off water, trying desperately to flush all this bacteria out of you and viri or whatever the hell it is that you're sick with, just trying to flush it out of your colon. So just every glass of water you drink is just getting flushed right out of you. And so what happens when you're in that situation is you'll go to bed at night, and because there's nothing solid about what's happening down there whatsoever, it's just entirely water, you will wake up the next day having shat the entire bed like an infant.
Loud and clear.
You laugh about that, and you laugh about foreign countries. But the last time I experienced something like that was actually in your country. I went to McDonald's and I had two McRibs. You know,
oh,
the McRib.
God. There's your problem right there.
Wow, Jesus.
I also experienced the ass fountains syndrome, and had to sleep with a towel from the hotel under me so that I wouldn't ruin the bed sheets.
You mean to tell me that Australia does not have a McDonald's that sells McRib?
Well,
I think they have laws against that.
We don't sell the McRib. We do have McDonald's, but I don't eat a McDonald's usually. I sort of regret eating the McRib.
I've never had a McRib. I do not want one. Thank you very much.
Let me go to the United States and eat the most unhealthy thing I can eat right away and shit myself the whole 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think I like this version of MV. You need to drink all the time, buddy. that shouldn't
affect
that shouldn't really affect your family or home life or anything, or your work or job or anything, will it?
Well, as long as you have breast mints, it's my understanding you can hide it from people.
Yeah, if you drink vodka, I mean, I don't know this, but I heard that if you drink vodka, you can cover that much easier than with drinking other type of spirits.
I'm just going to be walking around with people saying, he's a very pepperminty man, isn't he? Everywhere, every hallway I pass, every open door, someone just pokes their nose out the door as I pass by. Very pepperminty, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So basically, your whole life is going to turn into a Mentos commercial.
Remember the Foo Fighters video? Oh, yeah. Was it Learning to Fly?
Yeah, it was that they had to fly the plane or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the name of the product on that? It was close to Mentos, but I can't remember what it was.
Vaginos.
Yeah. Vaginos. I can only hope that's what it was.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah. You know, I've heard there's a lot of Foo Fighters material that could easily have been Nirvana songs if only Kurt Cobain hadn't just been such a... like an artistic hog about the whole thing and would have given Dave Grohl some control. Is there validity to that?
How about that for a conspiracy theory that the whole thing actually worked out because Grohl had a notebook that him and Kurt had been working on, and so we had to get it out of there, and what better way to do it than to hand a shotgun to Kurt when he's in a depressed mode and get out of there with it and start his own band?
Okay, did you ever see Kurt and Courtney?
I'll hang up now. I'll hang up now, and I'll listen for the rest of the show.
No, I didn't know what to say. I was going to make a joke, but it just I just got nothing.
Well,
so.
I've heard the conspiracy about Courtney Love, and I've heard the conspiracy about James Grohl. I, you know, Kurt Cobain was a pretty messed up guy.
Yeah.
It's not a huge stretch to think that he would do something like that. It's sad.
I actually posted something about that, about some sort of, they found a note in Kurt's wallet that they hadn't released until just recently, and the note said some bad things about Courtney, saying that she's an evil bitch and she wants to take over your life. I mean, just some not very flattering things about Courtney.
It was a poem. It was a poem that could be interpreted.
Is that what it was?
It was police evidence that for some reason the police just decided to... throw out there again.
Well, it wasn't thrown out again. It was put out for the first time.
Yeah, put out for the first time. But they kind of, I think the Kurt Cobain Foundation kind of coaxed the cops to do that because coincidentally, Hole's new album is coming out, and they kind of timed it nicely with that that media bump that they got from you know, that controversy. Or maybe it's a made-up controversy. Who knows?
You know, I think that's exactly it. I think you just summarized the entire reason behind all of that.
Thank you very much.
Purely promotion. No, seriously. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
all you have to do is come up with some crazy story. I mean, we were going to talk about John Teeter tonight, and all you really have to do is come up with a somewhat plausible story that's not too crazy, but still just a little bit over the line, and get enough people to believe in it, and you can make millions.
Am I here?
Yes, you're there. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, hey, this is Mr. Fidget. You're a forum participant there with a crazy story with just a little bit of an idea that could go a long way.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty intuitive. Hi, guys. I'm alive.
Hi.
I'm a good fidget maker, and, you know, I'm kind of walking into the lion's den here. What's going on?
You just caught me off guard here, buddy, because I just lost the other host of the show, so I'm trying to get them back. We've got MV on the line. We've got Mr. Fidget.
Hi, Mr. Fidget. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, you know, one foot in front of the other.
So,
it's a pleasure to talk to you.
So what's the deal with you were on the Bell Show? Is that what it was in the early 90s? I haven't read your entire thread, so I don't know the exact story.
Well, don't give us the whole story either, because I'm sure you could talk for 20 minutes on this. Just give us, like, the paragraph summary.
An abbreviation.
You're absolutely right. And a good summary of it probably hasn't ever been written. But in essence, I called Art in 95 and told him that I had some information to send to him about how people cope with time under a pseudonym in 95. And then I joined a partnership to start to try to make ends all my stuff in like 97. And we were trying to make it all happen. 3 days before my first jury dark show, I was assaulted and battered in front of witnesses on public property, and I just had to deal with that. And then I went to the show, and I didn't make much money, and then my partner wanted me to do it exactly his way, and I was supposed to be, as the inventor, the controlling interest owner. And long and short is, and to get to the point, I saw stuff was really going wrong, because they wrote these five date locations in 1970. S7 was a big fat binary goose egg zero, because they knew that what they did was wrong. So I never got to appear on the tickets, and
Mr. Fidget.
Yeah.
I want you to slow down just a little bit. You keep speeding up, and
sorry about
it's
that.
Harder and harder to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well, so I'm almost to a good breaking point, and to wrap the brain around the concept, which was I needed help and I needed to figure out what to do. I knew I could get through to art, and I knew I could prove I could get through to art. So once my partner gave me this bill for $23,000, I got through to art, and then what actually happened in the broadcast, it ended up Art talking about the tickets in 1970, and then because I didn't even know what they said, but I did for another 3 years. All of my business, everything that happened in life was really weird, because you couldn't tell them what happened, because they ask you a question, you don't have an answer.
I'm not.
You don't even know what they said.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fidget. I didn't follow that at all. So you got on
the
show. Go ahead, MV. Ask him a question. You got something?
Can you ask him to repeat all of that again?
So here's the thing. I figured out the trick to get through to Art in about 95, and then I did that by calling up during the day and seeing how long it took for the phone ring to go to the next to drop you. And then I measured kind of how quick that happened with two payphones, and I figured out it was pretty quick, pretty instantaneous.
Right. So you were able to get on Art Bell's show, and how many times did you talk to Art on the air?
Three times in regards to the fidgets, three nights in a row, except it was actually four nights because he replayed Major Ed Dames in between the second and third night.
Mr. Fidget, yes. Can I buy a fidget right now if I want to buy one?
No. There is a guy knocking me off. There is a guy knocking me off that sells them online.
Well, I want the authentic real deal. I'm not going to go buy some Chinese import crap.
Manufacturing is a real sticky wicket pitfall area of a consumption for artists, and so I got to this point working with Chain where I can't do everything it takes to run a company to make fidgets. So I look at them as art sculpture and as a kind of a part of the maker movement and kind of as open source hardware. So each one is kind of a model for them, and anyone that duplicated one of the ones that they saw, they'd have the thing themselves. So it is kind of if somebody takes matters into their own hands, they can have some fidgets pretty quick.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to have to do anything. I want it just to be delivered to me as a ready-made turnkey fidget.
You have my word that when I do get to a point where I can point you to somebody that has a ready-made turnkey fidget made to my specifications, I will.
See, I don't understand.
And,
why can't if given that you're just making them by hand, why can't you just churn them out when you get an order? Like, say, MV wants to order a fidget. Why can't you just make one?
Yeah, why don't you just go into your workshop and start working? What's the problem?
Probably kind of the same reason Santa had elves or something. It's hard to explain.
I think you're easily distracted.
Make stuff every day. Yeah. Well, I don't understand why you need elves.
Do you have the facility to make a fidget?
Check this out, gentlemen. I live from Bellingham.
Do you have the facility? Can you go to your house and make a fidget right now?
No, not really. Not in the traditional.
Why?
Sense. I have a
question. You call yourself Mr. Fidget.
Like no.
Well, it's true, but there are 50,000 people plus that have a fidget, and they would be calling me Mr. Fidget too. But
I'm not doubting that you aren't Mr. Fidget. I'm just trying to help you get to a point where you can actually start to make these things. And it seems like you have difficulty putting one foot in front of the other. Yeah. I mean, I think you got a great idea. I think your fidgets,
definitively, it's not a great idea. Definitively, it's not, because they're a great reality. because ideas are in the mind and the stuff that I've produced is in the hand. So that moves it into the reality sphere, directly from the idea sphere.
That underscores my confusion as to why it's so difficult for you to make one.
Yeah, where's the drama?
It's a question of manufacturing and figuring. My circumstances are less than favorable. I actually believe the whole homelessness thing is kind of a scam anyway, because everybody lives in their body, so we're all at home in our body, and we just don't even understand what a home is.
So, Mr.
So when you ask me, right now I have a physical dwelling to be in, but it's not always been like that, and I don't
know. Can I ask you a question? Mr. Fidget, let's boil this down. You're angry. Just answer this with yes or no. Are you angry because you anticipated an appearance on Art Bell's show and it never happened?
Not at all. Not in the slightest.
Okay. Then I have no idea what you're upset about.
That's what I'm trying to figure out too.
And Mr. Fizzage, you need like machinery or some sort of device to
create
these fidgets.
You've touched on one of the areas in which prevents me from really developing them at scale. At the time that this happened, the company that I buy from had a machine that cut hundreds of pieces a minute, and I was able to get my chain pre-cut so that reduce the amount of labor, but in between that time, they've actually eliminated that service. I've been communicating with them and waiting for instructions and answers and machines to get that machine, but they're like going to be $15,000-$20,000 machine, and so that's all, past some sort of future, Kickstarter World Fidget Congress kind of thing, or who knows.
Let me ask you this.
I feel like I'm losing control of the show here. We've got seven people on the show, and that's cool because I think it's awesome. But I think Curtis has a question for you, Mr. Fidget. Go ahead, Curtis.
Okay, well, let me get back to the fact that I've only seen a few of the things that were posted on Bell Gab, and I remember hearing about Mr. Fidget vaguely from past episodes of Art. Every story for someone who's as upset as you sound like you are has a good guy and a bad guy in it. And I really don't know where to put you, and I don't know what the struggle is about. Can you just, on a very basic level, that someone who doesn't know all the background, can you tell me
absolutely
what's the issue?
In two sentences, I saw a conspiracy coming. I called to draw attention to it. By the time I proved the conspiracy and I could go back and show what happened, nobody would look.
What's the conspiracy?
So I didn't want to go on the... No, I didn't want to go on the show.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to show them what happened. You see, because they didn't know what happened. They just assumed that I ran off with everybody's $5. But in reality, I deposited the checks into the bank. The safest thing to do is the routing numbers to get that information out of my hands. I took half of that money and gave it to my partner, the most responsible thing I could do in business. I took $700 of it and gave it to a nonprofit consultant to incorporate the nonprofit cyclical process technology, just like I said on Art Bell. That left me with just under $1,500 or less to be able to pull together a company. Now, the problem is I went and rented a place that was a little bit bigger to be able to accommodate the work that I needed to do instead of a little 2x4 storage unit that I had, and I paid in advance for it right at the time when 60 days would have been coming up, and then when I went to go take a possession of the unit, they had already rented it to somebody else, so I didn't get the space, and I was living at the time in a car at $700 a month to be able to have the car to live in. 2 months, I was sunk, and that was 2 years before I knew what they said that they could do to throw me on the ground. So, but it created the situation where I couldn't explain what was happening, and nobody could understand that I couldn't understand what was happening. And once I got the documents and the Citizens Police Review Board unanimously sustained my complaint, and the chief reversed his decision, and I sued in pro per for assault, battery, false imprisonment, and so on and so forth. All of those things happening.
We got you.
That's news. When you come out of the other side of that, it's news.
Hold on a second, Mr. Fitch.
And they won't.
I feel like we need to do this like Senate style or like in a congressional hearing. And my time will be up in just a moment. But so it sounds like it was a business deal that's gone bad and some bad things happened to you after the fact. So are you looking just to clear the air on this and keep this as succinct as you can, just to clear the air? Or are you looking for
Hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Okay, well, now that I've kind of heard, the run-on sentence version of what's happened. Sorry.
I got to give it to you, Mr. Fizzer. You can talk, man. I don't know how you do it, but you start talking, and every sentence gets faster and faster and faster. And sometimes it's hard to understand you. And we're trying to understand what you're you know, what your deal is and why you're so angry, but I just needed to interject. Go ahead, Curtis.
Yeah, okay, so again, just in a quick statement of, do you want retribution or do you just want to get the story out there? I'm just interested in what your answer to that is, and I yield back the rest of my time.
Hey, that's awesome. And thanks for letting me go through this. And, you know, I don't want retribution. I feel like I've been significantly expressed now. My position or my side of it was not in the public view, and they prevented it from being able to be known. And they aren't the only media that I tried to talk to. And I just have to say that I think it was irresponsible for Art to say that no credible journalist should talk to me until everybody gets their fidgets, when in reality, the fact that I couldn't talk to any credible journalist was preventing anybody from getting their fidgets because I was involved in a situation that was, you know, enough that people got fired and the rules got changed. I didn't go to the state attorney general for nothing. I asked the president for a pardon. Here's the thing. I asked the president for a pardon for not sending the fidgets.
The president?
Why would?
Yeah.
What does the federal government have to do with failing business?
Well, they would. You know, if I had an intent to deceive when the people that were on the air sent me $5, then that would have been fraud. But I didn't. My motive wasn't to take their money. Art was telling me that the fax machine was burning up with orders, and I knew that I was in a desperate position with my business falling apart.
Mr. Fidget, so, you know, I just have one other thing.
Were you convicted of fraud?
Be quiet for the rest of this call.
No, absolutely not. And there's so many little nuances. No,
let me make one statement here, and then, like I said, I'll be quiet and let everybody else bring anything they want to into it. But I just want you to think about the fact that the people who may have put money in on this, that sounds like you're upset about, the fact that perception is that you didn't fulfill, this is the same radio show that produces Richard C. Hoagland, Ed Dames, and countless other people who are selling products, Whitley Strieber, that anyone who puts money into a product that's part of it, they don't expect a return on it. So don't get so upset about that part of it, man. If you're worried about your name being bad in it, think of all those other names I mentioned there and whether or not they're really associated with science. Okay, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you. And just to, you know, to wind it down, so to speak, you know, the process of getting through this was just to get to the point where the information was out there and the designs can be used, because whether it's just a piece of iTunes on a keyring or not, kids see something different, and they see, you know, all these mechanical constants and someplace to put their attention. And a lot of times we have so many things on the can't-do list, and we have very few things on the can-do list. And the fidget is something that some teaching and people that's been on the can-do list, and it's good for people. It gives them something to do.
I got to tell you,
I have a question.
Go ahead, BW. You have a question? Go ahead.
Mr. Fidget, has at any point in time, have you been approached by a journalist to do a story about your product or your business aside from Coast to Coast?
No.
Okay.
Not once. And
why do you suppose that is?
Well, I think it is because Art Bell said on the air on hundreds of stations and simulcast, no credible journalist should talk to Mr. Fidget until everybody has
fidgets. Is it possible that that's one possible explanation, but is it more likely that no journalist is really that interested in your story? Just asking the question.
That could be, but how could they be interested if they don't know what it is? You see,
maybe they don't.
Have you ever heard of documents being dated 27 years earlier in 4 out of 5 date locations? Have you ever heard of that happening before?
What serious? Have you ever heard of
documents being issued, court documents where you're having to sign under perjury and all that,
or
you know, for failure to appear, that are 27 years earlier in 4 of 5 date locations? Have you ever heard of anything like that ever?
I can barely understand anything you're saying.
Okay, so you get a ticket. You get pulled over on your motorcycle. You were going too fast. The cop fills out the ticket on the date
that
it occurred. He writes the date. Well, because that's where this whole thing happened. The conspiracy thing, the whole thing that sent me off the rails was the fact that this guy was able to just write the wrong dates in there and monkey wrench it so that I couldn't be able to explain what happened or face my accuser. So
I'm going to have to cut. I need to mute your channel, man, because it's really difficult to do a radio show and for everybody, for us and the listeners to really understand what you're saying. So let me bring you back up. I just want to ask you one question, Mr. Fidget. How long ago was this? Was this in the late 90s? Or is this an ongoing
1997, difficulty? The actual three-hour broadcast in which
so
I was...
Okay, so I'm going to mute your channel. So it was 1997. So why are you still upset about this?
It's not so much upset. I just want the information out there. I want people to know what it was that happened and that I didn't run off with their money and I wasn't in a situation where... I was making sure. Do you know what mens rea is? Do you know the legal concept of mens rea?
Oh, what happened to you? Wow, man. Hey, Mr. Fidget, your phone audio is really tripping out there. I don't know what's going on with that.
Any better?
Riding through a tunnel right now.
Try not to move around so much. So, mens rea. Are you familiar with that legal concept? It's the state of the mind. Okay. On the time that I was on Art Bell, it was a week before my 29th birthday. In those 5 days, my mailbox went from a normal size mailbox to a big mailbox. Absolutely full of letters from all over the country, from interesting people, reflecting on their perception of my situation in the call. And on my birthday, there was a FedEx tag, two of them, in fact. And I was really excited, and I took the FedEx tag, and I went with my friend Jim to the FedEx building, and I went in there, and I got the packages. It was two huge boxes. We took them out. We put them on the truck. I opened it up, and you know what it was? It was a brand-new Sun workstation. The dream computer in 1997, $5,000 for the computer. It's my birthday. I'm so excited. And then I say, well, I got to look and see who this is, too. And it was to somebody else at the same P.O. box. So I put it back together. I took it back into FedEx, and I said, this isn't for you. They gave the tags to the wrong person. So that has to do with mens rea, okay? So when I did the Art Bell thing, I wasn't trying to run off with products of value.
Yeah,
you lost me.
I wasn't trying to,
Mr. Fidget,
you're not the first person.
Can I jump in for a second?
We need to wrap this up, Mr. Fidget. So,
does
Onan or Jasmunda, you haven't gotten in here yet. Do you have a question for Mr. Fidget? And then we can wrap this up.
I do.
Okay, go ahead, Onan.
I do too.
Okay, so we got two more questions.
Go ahead, Jazz. You ask yours first.
Hold on a second, Onan. We've got two more questions for you, Mr. Fidget. Try to make them as brief as possible, and then we'll let you say one last thing, and then we're going to have to go. Okay, go ahead, Onan.
I would rather be the last one, but I'll go ahead. Mr. Fidget, have you ever been diagnosed with a mental illness?
Nope.
Okay. Do you realize that some of your content seems rather hard for the normal person to grasp?
It's difficult.
Do I understand that it's a 17-year journey is hard to understand. Now, have any of you gentlemen ever proved that people conspired against you in a legal form?
Oh, I'd be pissed. I'd be mad if that happened.
Yeah, sometimes what we believe to be and what actually is are two different things. And
when you get on the other side of it, and once you have the proof and you have the unanimously sustained complaint in your hand, it is no longer a question of maybe, kind of, could have.
But it's 20 years
ago. You're not willing to look at anything that's outside of the box. You want to diagnose me? You're coming again, just like I said in the forum at the vessel, not looking at the content whatsoever. I wrote about 20,000 words there or whatever, explaining the situation, and you're coming to me asking me about my sanity. Nothing about the content that's within it. The rules changed. Somebody stood up. They made a difference. It got trudged under, and it's being ignored and actively suppressed.
You do present with some manic features. That's what I'm suggesting.
Well, you guys have been dealing, just kicking my butt for, 2 weeks.
But one thing, I was supportive.
But I had a whole other thing. See, it's done. One thing I'd like to say to you guys.
Okay,
I really respect the fact that for the last 24 hours, my post on my thread is the last one. You gave me the last word in my thread. I appreciate that. We'll see how long it lasts.
And Mr. Fidget, you also have to realize
I ought to get the last word.
I know. I just need to make one more comment, and then you can have the last word. You have to realize that Belgab is full of people, a lot of people, that this show does not have control of. This show is comprised of 4, 5, 6 members. Right tonight, there's 6 members of Belgab. But you have to realize that I don't think any of us really said anything mean and nasty towards you. So... when you say we're giving you an opportunity here.
I know.
So you need to realize that. Okay, go ahead.
And I do.
Make your last statement.
And I do. Okay, well, let me
think Jazz has something he'd like to ask.
They need to be in there. This is the beginning of a journey, of a continuation of a long trek to be able to share this technology that I've developed with people so that they can use it for their benefit if they want to. I don't think it's the panacea. I'm not trying to shove one down everybody's throat. I just want it to be an option on the table. And that's been the problem, is I felt like I was prevented from allowing it to be an option on the table because of the stuff that has happened. And eventually we'll get to the other side of it, and I think that there would be very widely known as a physics learning aid, something that helps kids with torque and cycle and process and friction and leverage and balance, unity, harmony, order, and contrast, the elements of design. You know, that's what I think. You know, I think that it's going to outlast all of us.
I think your product is really interesting, and to tell you the truth, I would buy one because my mom loves riding bikes, and I would buy one of your bicycle chains or whatever they are. And give it to her. But okay, Jasmine,
200 uses. It's good for bicycles, but it's also a bottle opener. It's a door stop.
I don't know why anyone would buy it.
Yeah, I don't understand either. I don't know if we're going to get that.
That's what I was going to get at. Have you ever just considered that no one wants the product, and that's why you haven't? No one's called you back.
That doesn't hold true with my experience. That's the 50,000 end users. I'm not trying to shove it down anybody's throat. You know.
What 50,000?
It happened. Hey, you know, it happened. It's a true story, and I think, in a way, I've breathed a little life into you guys' forum in the last week. Something that makes sense if you really look into it. And
Mr. Fidget,
you know,
okay,
yeah,
beat up
Mr. Fidget. Did you make 50,000 of these?
Anybody got a
devices?
Problem with a free comic book?
No, not at all. Not at all.
okay, so good. You don't have 50,000 users?
Well, yeah, almost certainly I do. I've been making it since 1991.
These little devices.
Yeah. My biggest order ever was like 20,000 pieces. You know, in 1995.
And how long does it take to make one of these things?
It depends on which one you're talking about. At this point, I got 30 different kinds. I'm like the Lego of chain parts. I got spheroids.
And yet, no one has
cuboids. I got triangles. I got.
Have you ever heard of Kickstarter? Have you heard of Kickstarter?
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, I'm way up on the crowdfunding. Those people.
Okay, well, then, couldn't this all have been solved with...
Do you guys know about Patreon? Do you guys know about Patreon? You asked me about Kickstarter.
We don't want to know about that. I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you? It's ongoing support like Kickstarter for creatives.
Because we just kind of wanted to get a little bit of your story.
You get a guy who draws, he draws a good web comic, and then, you know, that guy can make a living.
Again,
we can't be all things to all people, man.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make it into anything.
I felt like I've really lost control of this radio show, but...
Perfect. That was my specialty. That was my specialty with art. That's the thing, is I effectively blew him off the chair that third night. I will post links. I will post links to the audio at some point
I would like that. I would also like for you to kind of go back to the forum, type out in 5 or 6 concise sentences what exactly you're offering to sell. Because I guarantee you that if it's reasonable, shit, I'll buy some of them.
But, yeah. Well, I'm not really, at this point, I'm not selling anything because I moved on to another whole phase. You know, like life is about development of forward progression.
We're all Zen masters in life. What we want to know from you is what you've got to offer us in the way of a fidget. If you put a fidget on that thread, I promise you I'll buy one.
And so will I. I will too.
Okay.
If I figure out a way
to make that happen, you know, like I told you, I'll let you guys know. But but right now I'm really focusing on other creative endeavors that I feel surprised. See, what I needed to do was just kind of like pour the wet cement and the brass tacks on this one. In that forum there. See, because nobody's there now. You guys got 2,000 views on this thread with 7 pages, okay? But if the world goes there and the zeros get stacked up behind that page view, it's really good for me.
We have thousands of page views on so many things.
Yeah.
I
know it.
So don't personify this as you've brought a lot to this forum.
I know that when I was on our show, like it took 24,000 hits on the site in the 2 hours, and that was on the rebroadcast in 2009, which is another whole nuance to the story. But you know,
listen,
you're in grandiosity land, man. I'm sorry, but you are.
I appreciate I appreciate that it might appear that way. I'm just trying to figure out what to do. And if you were to play a role reversal with me and try to think, like, what would you do?
Man, everyone is so forgiving when you produce a product that they're interested in. And obviously everyone is interested in what a fidget is and what it can do. So don't worry about the backstory.
Let's say we're having a board meeting. Let's say we were sitting around.
Go ahead. I muted him, Curtis. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, we're such a forgiving people that none of the backstory even matters. Give me a fidget. Let me buy it. If I like it, I'm going to ask for more, and I'm going to see what the next step is, and none of it will matter anymore. It'll be over with, and he'll never have to go through this whole experience of telling the past story. How many people out there have fallen on hard times for whatever reason and just, you know, produce something and let your product stand for itself, and no one cares anymore? And I can't get past the feeling that it's Coast to Coast AM. So anything that ever happened on that show to anyone or any person, that's not something to get upset about.
It's not important.
You're putting too much pressure on yourself, man. Just do your own thing, make your product, or don't make it if you don't want to, and move on with life, man. It's not worth getting so worked up about.
Do you still have me muted?
No.
Am I still muted?
You're up now.
Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate that, and this has been a cathartic experience for me because, you know, again, for me, it was getting beyond something that was kind of dark and difficult to deal with. I think that in the long run, everything is going to be fine because the stuff is out there now, and I just had a hard time with them being able to get away with it, with me being kind of on this uphill slope. And then prove that I was kind of put there and you know, no attention to it. So, I don't. It's not grandiose to think that I breathe life into the forum. I looked around the forum. Hey, I think I wrote more factual stuff of actual happened regarding circumstances.
Can I ask a question?
Do we really want to do? Okay, Michael, one more question, and then we got to go. Go ahead, MV.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, Mr. Fidger, I was the one that said I actually did like the design of that picture that you posted of
I saw that.
It was very symmetrical and interesting, I thought, as an artistic piece. And so I can tell you that, yes, if you would sell those, people would certainly buy them, I think.
Yeah. The reason that popped out, MV, just to share this with you, because from 10 to 13, I lived with the division chief from the National Bureau of Standards, who was an expert fabricator. He had 75 guys under him working on the first atomic clock at the plant division there at the Bureau. So that's why I threw up that number that goes to the atomic clock and the thing, because I've known that since I was like 10 years old, you know.
That's nice.
And it's the engineering mind, and I'm not trying to be grandiose or bragging, but it's because I understood these fundamentals of applied pressure and appropriate force and process and leverage and all these things at a young age that I could make something like that in 99. And I'm happy to share it in the forum. And that's the thing. That's art is really best if you do share it. And hopefully you guys will see that that's what my thread is about.
We look forward to you doing it, sir.
All right, Mr. Fidget. Hey, man, we appreciate you calling the Gabcast. And
I have three more questions.
That's it, man. That's it. That's going to be it. I'm glad you called, Mr. Fidget, and we'll see you around the forum, buddy.
Yes, sir. Take care. Be well.
Good night, sir.
Adios.
Good night.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm gonna buy the Chinese knockoff the widget.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It's actually really cool. I mean, if you guys see the pictures, it's really interesting. And I wasn't kidding. I'd buy one.
Let me just say that product is named so well after its creator.
Listening to that guy, I mean, he can talk, and
You know, I feel for him, and I want to see whatever, you know, anytime someone has an artistic expression, I want to see it succeed and let people experience it. So, you know, I'm pulling for him from that point of view. But yeah, man, you know, we don't need to know the entire story. Let me fall in love with the art first, and then I'll come to you and start asking.
Put the product out there.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that I would like to encourage Mr. Fidget to switch to decaf. caffeine is not your friend, my friend, and
I think he's a few bike chain links short of a fidget.
How long have you been working on that joke?
I've already used it.
Oh, you already used it once.
Okay. Just mundo.
I used the chat room as my
I think you're winning.
Yeah,
he is endearing. I would, you know,
Hey, it's Onan, everybody. You know what, Onan? I was surprised as hell when you jumped in on the Skype call. I mean, I lost everybody, all the hosts, and when I tried to call everybody back, I think, did I call you or did you call me?
I called you.
You called me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm glad. I'm like, wow, Onan is up there, and you jumped in the conversation. I thought that was great. That was good timing, man. So
yeah,
you could join us tonight.
Look, I can understand.
I'm sorry I'm late, guys.
It's all right, man.
That's all right. I can understand why people were enamored by Mr. Fidget, the show that he was on, and he can talk, and he seemed like he sold the product really well on the show, and I can understand why people wanted to buy it, and he would have got a lot of orders, and obviously people did send him money, but I don't know. What does this product actually do?
You remember, well, maybe you weren't old enough. They used to have these little stones with a groove in them so you could rub your thumb. They call them stress reducers. That's really what his fidget is. It's something to just occupy your fingers when you're...
Like a squeeze ball or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, except you won't get strength, but...
It just hit me. The only part of that thread of his that I've actually read was where he talked about some guy on a bus giving him a fidget that he had ordered years before. Yes. I wanted to ask if that was true or not, and I didn't post it in the thread. I should have. But.
Yeah. Well, you can. Curtis. You can post it in the thread now, and maybe he might answer it.
That didn't happen.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear from him.
Didn't happen.
If there's ever a person who needed a YouTube channel, I think it's him.
Oh, my God.
Could be.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, switch to decaf first.
No.
And then get a YouTube channel.
Yeah. I've got one more thing. Is Michael still here?
No, I accidentally hung up on him.
Well, even better that he's not here. I just want Michael to know that all of his success is based off of Mr. Fidget. I want him to always remember that. And I give Onan complete props for being right on top of that.
And look, if you can't afford a fidget, I would suggest that masturbation is a good substitute.
Yeah. Keep your hands busy. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, of course, if you can't afford a fidget, you can always write the president and he will give you a loan.
He'll absolve you.
Did you see how he switched when I said grandiosity? Because I was talking about him asking for a pardon from the president and he took it into, well, I'm very capable with my hands.
The only time he gave a short answer is when you asked him if he was diagnosed with mental illness. Well, he said no. And that was
I think we saw some masterful conversation there, the way Onan put him in a box. That was kind of nice.
Yes, and we didn't actually ask which president pardoned him.
I think it was Nixon.
Yeah,
Kennedy?
Well, I wonder if he had something to do with Montauk or Manhattan Project.
It was hard to understand what was going on, and I wasn't trying to be curt with you guys, but I couldn't take everybody talking at the same time, and I'm sure the listeners didn't know what the hell was going on at a certain point. But
and he's like, I've lost control!
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I had to get my stuff in there, and I was like, I'm shutting up after that.
No, that's cool. That's fine. We're not trying to silence anybody, but maybe Mr. Fidget. It's the first time that I've actually had to mute the Skype callers channel on my mixer so we could talk to him, and that seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite things.
More often.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts of Falky's YouTube channel is when he yells at his callers, so I think it's something you should seriously consider.
Just start yelling at the callers?
I hope the guy puts some stuff on the thread, because I will buy it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's
I
not
would
gonna
too.
Happen.
I want to see a video of this actual thing, not just a picture, an actual video
of
somebody
using it.
That
guy is so completely out of his fucking mind. He can't even get his shit together in the loosest way.
Yeah.
Well, it almost sounds like...
Am I being too mean?
No, because I think he's... This is a guy who's a big fan. I mean, I'm just going to make up a scenario here that my feelings go towards. This guy is a huge fan of Art Bell, and he incorporated as many different aspects of what he thinks art would like. The whole thing about art's parts and
time
all of
travel.
That. Time travel. Put it all together into this really well-packaged thing. He got
Quite
on the
smoky.
Air with art. Yeah. And it didn't stick out nearly as well as it should have from his point of view. And he's, you know, just he recently woke up and realized that art's not calling him back.
Yeah, there was definitely a little bit of butthurt going on there. And I think that he took it way too far. And I understand. I mean, if somebody defrauded me or I felt like I was wrong some way, you know, when I was trying to make right, if I got, you know, 50,000 orders for a
but he's not really.
And, you know, somebody screwed me over, and I felt like I was being wronged. I would be pissed, and be probably just as pissed as he was. But
yeah, but that's not what's 17 happening.
After 17 years, I wouldn't be that pissed. I don't
grow
know.
Up, yeah. Whatever.
He's rolling. That's not what's happening. All these strange events into the whole thing.
He just wants more attention.
Thing.
He just wants more attention.
Yeah, that could very well be. I don't know.
Well, again, you know, it's funny that all these things I think have a very high likelihood of possibility, but at the same time, I still want the guy to show up and produce a fidget and be successful. You know,
me too. Because I want to buy one.
Yeah, same here.
Why? But
me being an Apple fanboy, I love the Apple products, but I never really had any interest in meeting Steve Jobs in person.
Oh yeah, why would you?
Yeah. I think that's about the right time to end the show, don't you guys think?
We've had all we can stand. We can't stand anymore.
We did almost 2 hours tonight, even though the first 45 minutes was a secret recorded show. But I'm glad that we could get the stream back and broadcast to everybody at UFO Ship. Thanks to MV Mr. Fidget, WR250, Unscreen Caller, and Onan Jasmunda, B-Dub, and the Mud King. Jesus, that's a lot of people that were on the show tonight. But thanks to everybody for listening. The show will be available to download on UFOship.com. And this is Eddie Dean. We'll see you next week, everybody. Good night.
Nice job, Mr. Ciao. Dean. Good night, everybody.
Switch to decaf.
Masturbation is nice.
Switch. Fuck, just the...